Farmington, New Mexico this week has even more teenagers in cowboy boots and hats. They've come from all over the country for the National High School Rodeo Championships. It calls itself the world's largest rodeo. New Mexico hopes that this rodeo and others like it are big enough to boost local businesses. As Eric Mack reports, it does seem to be working.
If you've ever heard of the tiny village of Abiquiu in northern New Mexico, you probably know it as Georgia O'Keeffe country. But for many of the locals here, this has always been rodeo territory. Tonight, locals and fans from around the state pour into the new rodeo grounds north of town.
All right, guys, we're ready to rodeo.
This is one of the newest rodeos in the state, and it's a big deal around here. More than 1,000 fans showed up this weekend, about the same number of people who live in this entire river valley. Joe Kyle has been preaching the gospel of rodeo in the state for years now. He's tonight's rodeo pastor. And he says rodeo in New Mexico has started to hit the big time.
It's been pretty steady, strong. PRCA is really, kicking tail here in New Mexico. I mean, they're just going bangers all over the place.
The PRCA he mentioned, the one that's going bangers, is the Pro Rodeo Cowboys Association, the major leagues of rodeo. A lot of the credit goes to the state's Rodeo Council, formed by Governor Bill Richardson back in 2005. The idea is to give the state's rural areas a much-needed economic boost by promoting local rodeos. Caroline Invicta Stevenson is on the Rodeo Council. She says another goal is to help preserve a Western lifestyle that's been slowly paved over in recent decades.
And a lot of that had gotten away from us because of everything that had evolved in the cities. Rodeo is just a way of life. It's sort of what soccer is to a lot of our children that, you know, grow up sort of in the mid-cities.
So far, the Rodeo Council has handed out $4.5 million to improve rodeo facilities, attract more PRCA events, and cover some of the costs of putting on the actual rodeos. The council's biggest success story so far has been with the Rodeo de Santa Fe. It was in a slump until this year when it got a $30,000 grant to increase prize money. Chris Simrod is the rodeo's marketing director. He says the bigger prize money helped draw twice as many competitors as the year before, including some of the sport's biggest names.
Without that money, we would have been stuck in this rung of our rodeo size. It never would have allowed us to jump to the next level. But it's amazing how doubled the contestants, doubled people in the stands, doubled probably the economic impact to the rodeo as well as the community as a result.
The Rodeo Council is also thinking long term. Stevenson says they're working to make New Mexico the permanent home for both the junior high and high school championships, and they've already put over $1 million into college programs and scholarships. All of that helped catch the attention of one young rider who's in the chute at the Rio Arriba Rodeo tonight.
Lachlan O'Neill, our Australian cowboy, up next. Go ahead now, look at this. Yard dart.
That's Lachlan O'Neill having a rough ride in the saddle bronc competition. He hails from Brisbane, Australia. He just stepped off a plane in Albuquerque a few days ago, and this is his first rodeo stateside.
So I come over just to further my career. Heard about the coach and then looked into it a bit more and seen how big it really was. So it looks like a good place, yeah.
O'Neill plans to ride in this week's high school finals in Farmington. Then it's on to Mesa College in the dusty town of Tucumcari, New Mexico. A place most Americans probably haven't heard of, let alone Australians. Unless maybe you're looking for a good coach to help you launch your rodeo career. For NPR News, I'm Eric Mack in Taos, New Mexico.
Okay, you might have grown up reading classic picture books like Goodnight Moon, Frog and Toad, The Cat in the Hat, my personal favorite, Ant and Bee. Your kids now have lots of other options. But are books inspired by PG-13 films like The Dark Knight and Iron Man really appropriate for the youngest of readers? We'll weigh the pros and the cons of a new crop of kids' books. That's coming up later in the program.